Hey guys, today we are back with Psychology Talks with Belankers. So welcome to our very first episode. Today we are going to be talking about the scientific method. So maybe you guys don't know what the scientific method is, maybe you do, but essentially what it is a method used to test different theories. The key of the scientific method is observation. The scientific method has 7 rules, including having a question or a theory, 2, doing research of your topic, 3, creating a hypothesis, 4, testing your with an experiment, 5, analyzing your data, 6, reporting the conclusions, and 7, replicating your results. So let me start off with an example. So let's say you want to test your theory that more people go on their phones during a lecture than actually pay attention to the lecture. So first, our theory is going to be, do more people go on their phones during a lecture than those who don't? Also, remember to be open with your theory, because it can obviously change or be wrong. Like in an empirical article that I found by Xiaowei Tang, she talks about how it's important to like have an open theory because sometimes your theory can be proven wrong. So it's okay to go back and revise that theory. Next, do some research about the topic. So our topic would be electronics and how are they used as distractions. So do some research about it. Gather some knowledge about it before you start your study. After doing research, create your hypothesis. So what's a hypothesis? Your prediction of what's going to happen in the study you're conducting. So my hypothesis is going to be, yes, more people do go on their phones than those who don't in a lecture. Next, observer study. So my study is going to be a group of 20 students in a lecture hall learning from a professor. So during the study, I will be observing how many people actually go on their phones during the lecture and how many don't. At the end, I'm going to ask the students to remember what exactly they learned about. After collecting the data, I will analyze it. Then I will create a report about what I observed, but I'm not done there. In order for my theory to become a fact, I must replicate my results. Replication is what turns a theory from a theory into an actual fact. Learning the scientific method is important because you guys can test your own theories using this method. In a review article I found by Tom Yunus and Angela Durante, we learn about the importance of generalization in research methods, and the scientific methods helps with generalization as we can quite literally test any theory we want, but we must follow those rules in order for a theory to become a fact. Remember guys, replication. Remember to test your theories using the scientific method. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and learned something new today. Until next time, bye.